All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. We're just about at the midway point through the 2015 National Football League season and looking back on the 2014 NFL draft. You look at the first overall pick from that year in Houston Texans defensive end slash outside linebacker Jadeveon Clowney, and it is getting to the point that you might want to consider putting the label bust on him. Now, of course, Clowney came into the NFL last year with huge expectations. You talk about a guy that was the SEC Freshman of the Year in 2011 at South Carolina. He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year in 2012, and then he was an All-American in 2013. And I mean, this guy was a freak of nature in college, and it just has not been able to transcend to the NFL. Number one, you have to wonder, him going from defensive end to outside linebacker, how much of that did that played into his lack of production? And then you look at the knee injury that he suffered last year in week one, and he was never able to overcome that. But at the same time, he is playing in a player-friendly system. And I say that from the standpoint that this is a system that is employed in Houston under defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel that really magnifies the strengths of a player like Clowney. He has the ability to rush the passer, and he has immense lateral movement. But he has just not been able to relay that ability that we saw in college to the National Football League. And you just have to wonder right now if the game is simply too fast for him. But you look at the talent around Clowney on this Texans defense. You have a defensive line that features J.J. Watt, also Vince Wilfork. You also have Whitney Merciless and Brian Cushing, just to name a few. So it's not a situation where Clowney, like he was doing in college, where he was facing immense double and triple teams, because you have a guy like J.J. Watt who's going to have so many eyes on him that it's going to free up other guys on that defensive side of the football for Houston to do their thing like Clowney, and it just has not transferred over. And at this point right now, Clowney has 11 games as a professional under his belt, and he only has one sack this year and 16 tackles. That's it. So you get to the point, yes, he's still just 22 years old. There's plenty of an opportunity for him to turn it around, but he may never get another good opportunity like he has right now to excel in the National Football League due to the fact that the players around him. And, you know, it's unfortunate that you might really want to consider putting the bust label on this guy right now, hopefully for his sake and for the sake of the Houston Texans. At some point, he can turn things around. And it would not surprise me that if Clowney did begin to turn things around, that the Texans' subpar record would improve as well. So, folks, that is just going to about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be discussing free agency in Major League Baseball. Also, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.